So this is De Bello Gallico, book one, chapter one. And this is going to go from line one to line 14, which covers the sense units 1 to 39. Because remember, after that, we have this very heavy-handed geography section where a lot of people are pretty sure that Caesar did not write that. So even though we talked about it in class, that is not something that I'm going to quiz you on. So starting with Gallia omnes divisa est, Gaul as a whole, you can also say all Gaul, is divided in partes tres, into three parts. Unum quorum, one of which. So that quorum is a relative pronoun referring back to partes, which is feminine plural. So one of which, Belgae incolunt, the Belgae inhabit, the Belgae live in, the Belgae dwell in. Aliam Aquitani, another, the Aquitani. All right, so remember, Caesar's very good, very much at using a word, a verb especially, multiple times, but not repeating it. It's just implied. So one of which the Belgae inhabit, another the Aquitani inhabit. Tertiam, qui appellantur, a third, those who are named, those who are called. Celtae, lingua ipsorum, the Celts in their own language. Galli, nostra, are called the Gauls in our language. So again, we got nostra, but it's really nostra lingua, because nostra being an adjective, it has to go with something, and lingua is the only ablative singular feminine noun. He just does not repeat it again. He omnes differunt, these all are different, these all differ. Inter se, amongst themselves, lingua institutis legibus, in language, customs, and laws. And no, there's not an et there, but you can definitely put it in. This is something called an accendaton, which he does quite a bit, but that and is still implied there. So in language, customs, and laws. Gerumna flumen dividit, the Gerumna river divides. Gallos ab Aquitanis, the Gauls from the Aquitanes. From the Aquitani. Matrona et Sequana a Belgis, the Matrona and Sequana from the Belgae. All right, so this is another example of Caesar dropping words. So the Matrona and the Sequana what? The Matrona and Sequana rivers divide the Gauls a Belgis from the Belgae. Horum omnium, of all these, fortissimi sunt Belgae, the Belgae are the bravest. Make sure you see that that's a superlative, issimi. Propteria quod, because, occultu atque humanitate provinciae, from the culture and humanity of the province, longissime absunt, they are the farthest away. Minime quae saepe, and least often, mercatores comiat, do the merchants travel back and forth, ad eos, to them, atque important eas, and import the things, quae pertinent, which tend, ad effeminandos animos, to weaken the souls. Proximi sunt Germanis, and they are closest to the Germans. Here's another relative pronoun to the Germans. What type of Germans? The Germans who? Transrhenum incolunt, who dwell across the Rhine. Quibuscum, with whom, again referring to the Germans, continenter, continually, bellum gerunt, they wage war. Qua de causa, for this reason, for which reason, Helveti quoque praecedunt, the Helvetians also surpass, reliquos Gallos, the remaining Gauls, virtute, in courage. Quod, because, cum Germanis contendunt, because they fight with the Germans, they contend with the Germans, fere quotidianis prolis, in almost daily battles. All right, now you've got a cum clause, a temporal, cum prohibent, but you've got out. So when they either keep them, okay, so when the Helvetians keep the Germans, they keep them, suis finibus, from their own territory, or out ipsi bellum gerunt, or they themselves, the Helvetian themselves, wage war, in Finibusse Aurum, in their territory, in German territory. All right, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to retranslate the whole thing and make sure that you look over your sense units, read it from a blank copy from your textbook, go over your vocab. The more that you read it, more likely you are to remember it, be able to translate it literally, and really comprehend what's going on. All right, so from the top. Gaul as a whole is divided into three parts, one of which the Belgae inhabit, another the Aquitani, the third those who are called the Celts in their own language, and the Gauls in ours. These all differ amongst themselves in language, customs, and laws. The Garonne River divides the Gauls from the Aquitanes. The Marne and the Seine divide them from the Belgae. Of all these, the Belgae are the bravest, because they are the farthest away from the culture and humanity of the province. Least often do merchants travel back and forth to them and import the things which tend to weaken the souls. And they are closest to the Germans, who dwell across the Rhine, with whom they continually wage war. For which reason the Helvetians also surpass the remaining Gauls in manliness, because they fight with the Germans in almost daily battles, when they either keep them from their own territory or they themselves wage war in their territory.